Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Friday of the fifth week of Easter, May 8th, 2026. And our passage today is from the Gospel of St. John, where he writes, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father." There is something quietly astonishing in today's Gospel from the Gospel of John. Jesus looks at his disciples, not the powerful, not the learned, not the flawless, but ordinary men with fears, doubts, and unfinished hearts, and he says, "I call you friends, not servants, not followers, but friends." We might hear those words so often that they lose their shock. But in the world of Jesus, friendship with a master was not assumed. It was a gift, a privilege, something intimate and rare. Yet Jesus offers it freely. He does not keep us at a distance. He draws us close. There is a story told of an elderly priest who visited a dying man in a hospital. The man had lived a hard life, far from the church, carrying regrets he barely spoke about. When the priest entered the room, the man seemed restless, almost agitated. The priest sat quietly for a moment and then said, "Do you know what Jesus calls you? He calls you his friend." The man scoffed, "Friend? You don't know what I've done." The priest leaned closer and replied, "Jesus does, and still he calls you his friend." There was silence, then tears, deep, shaking tears, the kind that come not from fear but from being seen and still loved. That man went to confession that day, not because he was afraid of judgment, but because he had finally encountered friendship, divine friendship. Jesus defines this friendship in a way that overturns everything we usually think. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. This is not sentimental friendship. This is not convenience or shared interest. This is self-giving love. It is a love that pours itself out even to the point of sacrifice. And Jesus is not speaking abstractly here. He is speaking about what he is doing, about what he is doing. On the cross, Jesus does not simply die for humanity in general. He dies for his friends. For you, for me, personally, intimately, completely. But then Jesus says something that can feel uncomfortable. "You are my friends if you do what I command you." At first it sounds like a condition, almost like a contradiction. Is this really friendship? But notice what Jesus is saying. Obedience is not about control. It's about communion. When we follow his commandments, we are not submitting to an external rule. We are aligning our hearts with his heart. We are entering into his way of loving. A true friend doesn't just admire from a distance. A true friend begins to share the same heart. Jesus goes even further. I no longer call you slaves. I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. A slave obeys without understanding. A friend is invited into the mystery. This is the heart of contemplative spirituality. Not just doing things for God, but being with God. Listening, receiving, abiding, letting his life become our life. We are not meant to stand outside the mystery of God. We are invited into it. Many people live their faith as if they are still servants, trying to do the right thing, afraid of failing, unsure if they are enough. But Jesus is not looking for servants who perform. He is calling friends who remain, friends who sit with him in silence, friends who trust him in suffering, friends who love as he loves. And yes, friends who are willing in their own way to lay down their lives in patience, in forgiveness, in hidden sacrifices that no one sees. Today, Jesus is not asking you first what you have done. He is asking you, will you receive my friendship? Will you let him draw close? Will you let him speak to your heart? Will you trust that he knows everything and still calls you friend? Because once you receive that, everything changes. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you call us not servants but friends. Yet so often we keep our distance, afraid of being fully known, afraid of being asked to love as you love. Draw us closer to your heart. Teach us to remain in your love. Give us the courage to follow your commandments, not as burdens, but as the path of true friendship. Help us to lay down our lives in small, hidden ways each day, so that your love may live in us and flow through us to others. And when we doubt our worth, remind us gently, you have chosen us, you have loved us, and you call us your friends. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to share it with others and also invite your friends to join us here in My Hermitage each day when we take a passage from Scripture, unpack its deeper meaning, and apply it to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.